Thank you for joining us. I'm Rory McCann. I am the marketing manager and a conference producer with Life Science Nation. I'm joined today by Nishtha Rao at First Republic Bank. Nishtha, thank you for joining me.
Thanks so much, Rory. Pleasure to be here.
Wonderful. Would you introduce yourself and First Republic Bank? Give us a little introduction.
Thanks, Rory. My name is Nishtha Rao. I'm a managing director of business banking at First Republic Bank, and I run the life science practice. We're very excited about this vertical. It's a growth vertical. And just for a little bit of context, First Republic Bank has been around since 1985. We're known for our service, our private banking. Now we're really getting into the innovation space as well as life sciences, which I'm here to represent. And our core strength really comes from developing this relationship with the individual client or company, understanding their business, really working with them to get to their next milestone. And that's really evident by something that we call the Net Promoter Score that measures all of this. Ours is 83, which is much higher than the industry average of 36. And so that's what drives this business. And now we're combining that exceptional banking and relationship service to the life sciences platform as well.
That is a great description, because I think most fundraising early stage startups, when they are seeking strategic partners, they might not necessarily think that there are banks and banking options that are a really good fit for them and what they're doing. So I'd like you to get into why choosing a well-matched banking partner is essential for an early stage startup.
That's a great question, Rory. And a lot of people don't think of it that way. They just think of a bank as a bank, you know, somebody that has a checking account or a savings account. But the truth of the matter is your bank can do so much more for you than just be a checking or a savings account type of a transactional place, right? So what do I mean by that? It means that we really take the time to understand the company. Where are they placed? What are their milestones? What stage are they at? What is the most important thing for them now, but also 5 years from now? How are they projected to grow? So it's this very holistic approach that we take from the banking side, of course. The banking relationship is what binds and cements everything together. But then there's also the beyond banking side of things. So that means that we really help you build your company to get to that next inflection point. This means that we work with companies that are just spinning out, that have just raised their initial seed or just gotten SBIR, SDTR grant, all the way to companies that are IPO, post-IPO, pre-IPO at that stage. And of course, the services are different. We have something called the Life Sciences Toolkit that really gives a nice idea of what these services are. But then also, you know, things like a 409A valuation, which companies, once they get ready for that big raise, can use. And then, as I mentioned, it's a holistic approach. So we also take into consideration the personal side of things. You know, where are the founders with their activities? Are they getting close to an exit? Do they need certain wealth management activities that can help them? Does the company need, as they continue to grow, do they need cash management, fixed income types of activities to help their company be in the best position to be successful? So it's not a simple straight line approach. We really take into consideration everything from the company's perspective, from the founder's perspective, and really help them that way. One of the biggest things that we do is help companies get involved with the ecosystem in a way that they need to be. And again, this is different for different companies. You know, some companies are well set and some companies need help. So what we really pride ourselves on doing, and we have the privilege of doing this at First Republic, is working very closely with individual founders, with companies, to understand their banking side, their scientific side, their business operations side, and then getting a really great program in place for them. And like I said, each company is different. So it's not a one size fits all. It's really understanding what they need and then catering to those needs.
Wow, you describe a lot of qualities that startups should be considering in a good fit, not just a bank with the resources to help them along their financial milestones, but actually one that understands their ecosystem and what their needs are along the way. I think that is so important. Now, can you get into a little bit more detail? You mentioned that at First Republic, you work with startups to find that good fit because there is no one size fits all. Maybe explain a little bit about that process, how you tailor services for a startup based on where they are and what their goals are.
Absolutely. So one important thing that starts this whole thing off is when companies come to us, there is a single point of contact. So if a company comes to me and, you know, I have the honor of working with a startup, I will be that point of contact for the company for our entire relationship. So it's not as if the company is shuttled over to someone else and, you know, the founder or the company, they have to reinvent their story and their introduction. That never happens. So that way, I know the company very well. I am like an extension of their team, so understand what they need in a manner that can help them long-term. So that's, I think, one very important thing. And of course, as the company evolves, the team around them will evolve as well. As the company grows, services around their being are going to change as well. So that's the great thing. But then the other part is really understanding the life sciences side. Life sciences is a very small community. Everybody knows everybody, or there's one degree of separation. You know, the idea is to get in front of the right people at the right time and to navigate that ecosystem. At First Republic, you know, we have this exceptional banking platform, and now we have the life science expertise as well, where we can work together on all fronts to make sure that the company is well set to be successful. And, you know, that's very important because life sciences, I mean, there's so much work that's happening right now. Investment into the life sciences and healthcare sector is off the charts, but it's a very long-term process. The gestation period from proof of concept to product is a very long one. So it's a little different from other industries where, you know, there's no MVP in 6 months, there's no product in a year. And so you have to make sure that as you go along, the mistakes are minimized. And that's where we can help as well. Not to say that, you know, every company that comes through is going to have a product because of First Republic. That's not what we're saying. But we can be part of that story and help companies be successful just because we know the industry. And it's a tough industry because a lot of the companies don't get to that product stage, right? Getting a product approval is still very, very difficult and very long, time consuming, and takes a lot of money. So if we can do something to make that process a little bit easier, where the founders can then concentrate on their technology, figure out what they need to make their company grow, that's our success.
True strategic partner. You work with the founders, you understand where they're going. Not only is it personal to the life sciences and the industry, but also personal to a founder, a team, a product.
Of course, we like to see these companies come through and grow. Their growth is our success. However, we are also very cognizant of the fact that there are so many unmet medical needs out there. And if we can help indirectly or directly make that impact, you know, on these unmet medical needs, I mean, that's something that we all live for, right? That's something where you can actually see this company that came through. Maybe we helped them with a 409A valuation. Maybe we helped them, you know, through some of our other partnerships to scale. And if they have a product now in the market that actually helps someone, that's incredible.
It's not just a product on a shelf that that can improve someone's enjoyment of life, but it could save their life and really make a difference to their quality of life.
That's a huge differentiating factor when you work with people that are passionate about what they do and live and breathe life sciences and healthcare and the discovery stage. You know, it's very exciting. It's a lot of work, but in the end, you know, you're hoping that something will work and improve quality of life, you know, save lives, like you said. So I think that's, it's more than just a transactional relationship.
What are some common mistakes that you see entrepreneurs make when beginning a relationship with a bank or a financial partner?
So that's a great question. Many times people don't really delve into what does a banking relationship mean, especially early on. Our relationship is not transactional. It's not where you put money in and that's it. So I would encourage people to understand when you're making a banking decision, understand what else the bank can do for you. In addition to housing your money, in addition to that checking, savings, money market account, what else can they do for you now from the non-banking side, but also at the five-year mark, at the three-year mark, you know, how can they help you with your growth going forward? So I think that's the first mistake that people make, because banking relationship, it's so much more than that. And I think asking your banker or potential bank, you know, what kind of inroads do you have into the ecosystem that I want to be attached to? That's a good way of understanding how involved the bank is with companies in that sector. And it's much easier to get these relationships before you actually need it. For example, if you're talking to investors, you don't talk to investors right before you need money. You develop that relationship much, much before, you know, you are at that Series A. And it's the same thing with any other relationship as well. You try and get there before you need that particular thing. So I think that's something that someone like First Republic, a bank like First Republic, can definitely help with, but it's something that founders should also pay attention to. Similarly, mistakes that you make early on, they might not cost you at that moment, but they will later on. And when you make those mistakes early on, going back to try and fix them takes a lot of effort. So, you know, those sorts of extensions that we can offer, I think those are some of the things that companies, founders, entrepreneurs should keep in mind, because it's, again, definitely not a 1+1=2 relationship. It's a 1+1=2 relationship.
That's some great advice. As an entrepreneur, you want a financial partner who is a good fit in your industry, has services and relationships that are specific to you and what you're doing. You want to start that process, that conversation before you really need it. Are there any other proactive steps that a smart startup can take when they are in a financial relationship? What are some key tips that might not be front of mind either sourcing or working with a financial partner?
The one thing I like to tell our companies is, why would you want to reinvent the wheel for these resources? Spend your time on developing your technology and let us help you with the rest. So whether that's figuring out who your HR partner is, you know, if you're a tech-based AI, machine learning, biotech company, because we are seeing a lot of that convergence happen as well, you know, between tech and biotech. Do you need specifically things like Google Cloud or AWS types of services? Let us help you with all of that, because that's something that falls under our innovators toolkit. Are you looking to hire? If so, what's the plan? You know, how are you thinking of scaling? So those are some of the things that, you know, I feel we can help with, where we have these resources that are vetted by the bank. They're very reliable, top of the line resources. Let us help you with all of that. So you don't have to figure out, you know, how you're going to get past the starting gates. We'll do that. We want you to, you know, save lives. So I think that's the one piece of advice I like to give. It's hard for, especially first-time founders, to delegate. You know, it's like, do I need to do everything myself? And if you can, great, but none of us can, right? There's not enough hours in the day. Give us the stuff that we can help with, and, you know, that'll free up your time to do things that matter more for your growth.
Let's get a little bit more detailed into some of the tailored services and benefits that are specific to life science and healthcare startups. Let's get into the life science toolkit. Can you share some more specific features that a startup can take advantage of?
It's something that, you know, we've compiled for our tech and life sciences companies that can really help in terms of the growth stage. It's giving them the time to concentrate on building their company. So what can we do for them? You know, simple things like a Zoom discount. You know, these days the world functions by Zoom, right? So we're thoughtful from that point of view. Like, what do these companies need to function? You know, we have deep discounts into our services that we offer from the Life Sciences Toolkit. So we have, you know, like I mentioned before, the AWS credits, the Google Cloud credits, 409A valuations, access to something that we think is very important, especially for first-time founders, which is a hiring platform. The name of the company is Seismic, and they match talent to a job description using algorithms. And these are scientists that founded this company, so they understand how life science and healthcare companies are run. So those are some of the things that we have in place. And then also access to content-based material like BioCentury, which is very useful because it's kind of like a daily news of everything that happens in the life sciences and healthcare space. And then again, you know, simple things, but important things like bookkeeping. Do you have a great bookkeeper in place? So that's something, you know, that we have compiled for our companies. The other thing that we do is partner and sponsor key centers of influence. We have really great connectivity to academic institutions should founders require that. So it's everything coming together, and going back to what I said, figuring out what these companies need and then directing the proper resources to them.
To wrap up, I'd like to just come from a perspective that we haven't really covered yet. How can an entrepreneur be a great startup partner to a banking institution? We think about what these service providers can do for us. If I'm an entrepreneur, how do I make myself an ideal partner to them just to make the most of the relationship all around?
I really like this question. I think the one thing that I would say is have a dynamic relationship with your banker. Tell them what's going on. We never box people into certain categories, right? We want to get the best solution for them. But as an entrepreneur, talk to us. Tell us what, you know, your milestones are. Tell us where your pain points lie. Tell us what you need to be successful. And then we can figure out a way to proceed forward. I think that's the most important thing. Don't assume that it's just the banking side that we can help with. Tell us more about your company. Tell us more about your science. Tell us more about the partnerships that you want to have in place. And tell us what your 5-year plan is, your 10-year plan is, you know, what's the end goal? And then we can definitely help more from the long term, of course, the short term as well, but we can have this very holistic plan that says, okay, year 2, this is what you would need. Year 5, this is what you would need. And so, and of course, things change, right? Life sciences never follows the expected path. It all depends on the data, of course. But, you know, we're here to help from the broader scheme of things as well. And so we encourage our founders, our clients to talk to us and tell us what they need, where they're going, and then we can help in a better manner.
Nishtha Rao, First Republic Bank, thank you so much for chatting with me today. We're really happy to have you at Resi Partnering Week. Anyone attending Resi Partnering Week can connect with you via the partnering platform. We're looking forward to your participation. But for everyone else, how can they get in touch with you?
Rory, thank you so much, first of all, for having me and First Republic here. It's been an incredible experience, absolute pleasure. People can get in touch with us through our website, which is firstrepublic.com/lifesciences. Please go to the Contact Us button. And we love hearing from companies, even if it's just to say hello or to tell us what they're doing. So please, I encourage folks to get in touch with us and really looking forward to the rest of Partnering Week. Excited to be here. And once again, thank you.